I'd like to thank everyone for learning Bas B'chalav Taruvis with me. We talk a big accomplishment to have completed Bas B'chalav Taruvis. If you want to chazer, you can download all the shiurim at, what's the name of the site? mp3share.com, no charge. You download everything and chazer it. Now, if you remember everything, but I have an mp3 with it, and I'm hopefully over the summer can review. The mile is, if I have aris to the person who said the shiur, I could have the aris right on the spot. Alright, we're up to Simin Tzadik Dayim. The final simin in Basa B'chalav. Ein Lashon Issa B'chalav. You're not allowed to make milchika bread. You're not allowed to put butter or milk or any milk product into the dough. Shema yavei loichlei basa. Because of chashash, maybe you're going to come to eat it with meat, since it's shriach to eat basa with, bread with everything. So Chazal made a gezeirah. Vimlosh, kol hapas oser, afila la'achla levada. And if you did, gezeirah is that the bread is treif. It's oser, afila la'achla levada, even to eat it by itself. So here again we find, we started Basa B'chalav with the fact that Chazal made Gezeiris to Gezeiris to Gezeiris, that Chazal wa geyser, even if it's not cooked together, you're not allowed to eat it together. And even many hours apart, you're not allowed to eat it together. And we end with a Gezeirah that you're not allowed to make bread with milk because you might come to eat it with meat. Even if you did eat it with meat, it would be a Durabana. It's not being cooked with meat. And even there, they made the pass as osir, they osir the pass as treif. Afilu la'ichla levada. There are two heterim, it says two ways that it's mutter. Number one, im haya dava mu'it, kidei achila bevasa achas. If it's a small amount, the amount you could eat in one meal, then it's mutter. Oy shashina tzures ha'pas shetei nikeres, shaloyechu babasar. Or, if you made a shinoi in the form of the bread, that it's nicker, that nobody will eat meat with it, it's nicker, it's melechik, mutter. Those are the two heterim. And kiyaitzabai, ein oifim pas betanu shetochi ba'alya. If you have an oven that was smeared with fats, it's also to bake bread there, v'mafoi, and if you did bake it, it became flesh, yekdina kiisa shinu shabachalav. So the Mechaber says clearly, that it's also the evidence except for two heterim, dava mu'it, and nicker.
Does pizza come under this together?
What?
Does pizza come under this together?
What about pizza? So pizza, we're going to have in the Ramah, that pizza, things that are nicker, okay, as a food, that as a different type of food, platna, pashtita, that's this heter, yeah.
Dava mu'it,
the Mechaber says, to eat in one meal, for basachas, to eat in one sitting. That's the Mechaber shita. We'll see the Ramah in a moment. Now, what about it? Alright, so we're asking, what about a bakery? Let's say a bakery wants to make milchika bread. And they're going to make a lot of milchika bread, but they're going to hang up a sign, you can only buy one meal's worth at a time. Now there are some hechsherim that give hechsherim on milchika bread. I should have tried to find out what, I didn't speak to the Hechsher to find out what they rely on. Originally, it started with Thomas Muffins.
Right.
And when it was Thomas's Muffins, the argument was that it's nicker. If you remember, I don't know if they still make it that way. The old Thomas's Muffins didn't look anything like a cupcake that today they call cupcakes muffins. And they write that it's half the calories, so the ladies all eat it. Although you should know that it's not, as my information is, that's not true. That it's a lie. All the calories on the muffins, it's bologna. It's the same muffins as a chocolate cupcake. Maybe the icing is more on the cupcake, but that they're getting. I don't know why they get away with it, but all the muffins come from the same place. And they, what? Right. Those are milk, but they were nicker. So that was the original heter on the Thomas muffins. They were nicker. They were breakfast muffins. They were things that were eaten almost exclusively toasted or with. With butter.
They're not bread.
They were bread. The original ones.
No, those
the original Thomas
bread.
Muffins were bread.
Bread
the little cupcake muffins are the Zionists. Yeah. The Now the what? So what about the sliced loaves of bread? Is there any heter? You see, I'm going to sell it two shots. First of all, maybe it's a heter. It's in a package that says dairy. That's a heker. And second of all, I'm going to sell it so people will buy kedei suda achas. We see in the Pisrei Tshuvas of Cotton Gimel that neither of these heterim holds true. Pisrei Tshuva Gimel, I am b'tshuvas ma'arit chayopesim yitcheshe kosa. Ein mayol shinoi rak bebesai. A shini only helps what you're making for your house. Avalasi is pas meruba limkar b'shuk. Osir. Da orchim lo yakiru b'shinoi. He says, Pisrei Tshuva Gimel. First he says, you're not allowed to do it. The Archim all recognize the Shinoi. If you're lying that you're going to tell them, you may forget. Okay, you could argue that if it's a package, everyone looks at the Hechsher, and there's no Chashash, Yishkach Malaydiyai, so this is no problem. This is the big taina. That Shinoi only helps if the Shinoi is there at the time that it's baked. The loyal love is Sir Klal and never had a shame misser. Avalas is Shinoi Acha Shakfar Nasar, Eino Mayal. But to break milchika bake milchika bread and then put it into bags that have a hecker doesn't help. It's already Yasser. V'chein, L'chalka Ilahar Bibne Yadam Shigil L'chol Echa Dovim Uit, Yasser. To bake a lot, to give to many people, each one a small amount is Yasser. Kivin shikfar neser v'nasa nevela. He does that prima. God him doy kekreisi uplaisi b'shem zekeinam. Oh, okay, good. What he's saying is that there's no heter to make a lot in order to distribute, and there's no heter to put the heker on later, which are l'chayra, the two heterim in a bakery. However, one could argue that if a company like Wonder Bread makes bread, they're goyim. So when they make the bread, they're making the bread. Yidden would not buy the bread straight from the guy. Yidden will only buy it once it's in a bag, and the bag is closed and has a hecker. So then it comes to a stage where Yidden might buy it. So without the hecker, Yidden won't buy it at all, because no one's going to buy bread from a guy without a siman of kashrus. If this siman of kashrus says right away that it's milachik, so that could be an argument to be matir, provided that it's a goyish company. If it's a Jewish company, it's no heter. When you serve it on a plate in the house. So anytime you have a bread that's nicker and you slice it. So it's not nicker anymore, but now it's already done. It's for one meal, so it's not a problem. So. Cakes. Well, cakes are different because the gzeira is on bread. We'll see in the Ramah. Cakes. You know, you can all, you know, let's see the Ramah, we'll come back to what you're saying. Dr. Ramah, L'chein Noyegin Lolush Pasim Chola B'chag HaShavuos. Gam B'shuman B'kvay Shabbos Kizol Zeh Mechshav K'dav Amuot. Now, this line, do you think this is arguing into Mechaber or not? It says, L'chein Noyegin Lolush Pasim Chola B'chag HaShavuos. Gam B'shuman B'kvay Shabbos. They make milchik bread for Shavuos, fleishik bread for Shabbos, ki kol zeh nechshav kedava muet. That's called a dava muet. Question. Is that arguing with the Mechaber or not? You could, l'chaira, the Mechaber said, only an amount that's eaten in one shot. The Ramah says an amount that's eaten in one day is also good. The question is if this is arguing with the Mechaber or not. What's the question? He says it's b'chal dava mu'it, kid dava mu'it, and therefore it seems to be arguing. Because the Mechaber said only one meal. And he's saying it seems to be for two or three meals on Shabbos. What? Here's a second reason. Gamzos Mishonah, which will be always the heter. But I'll tell you, I would have thought that this is not a machlaikis. Because I would say, normally it's for one meal. Because people eat a milchik meal, then a fleishig meal, then a fleishig meal. On Shavuos and on Shabbos, where it's a derech to eat a few meals that are milchiks, a few meals that are fleishiks, so there it's different. That's what I would have learned here, that it's not a machlaikis, or a mother doesn't say yishchalkin, it's a lachein
noyegin.
That's not a heter. That the Ramah said, the Pesach Tshuva brought, Lasis pas meruba l'mkar b'shuk to divide is not good. Right now you have a lot. I think Zera applies. However, the Badei HaShulchan says they argue, which at first I was matmiya. Why do you say they argue? But you see, he brings from the Teres Chatas, which is the Ramah himself, that he means to argue with the Mechaber. And he holds that you're allowed to make kidei yaynechad, not kidei sudachas. So it's actually a kula. That he said, the Mechaber says, shenechalim b'basachas one meal. And the Ramah said there, the Kfait Shabbos, the Kfait Chag HaShavuos, is even for a day. Lashon Ramah v'chein, which implies he agrees. So you have to know a klal in the Ramah. It's a simis samach tes. The shach there brings a rule that the Ramah sometimes says ulochein, makes it sound like he agrees, even when he doesn't agree. Now, even when he's coming to argue, but if the language could be stuked into his lashon, he says so. It's over there by the question that they forgot to salt. I'm sorry, but it's a klal that we have in the Ramah, that the Ramah, even when he says Kilu he's not arguing, that very often he is arguing. I'm sorry, at any rate, so we have this heter for Chag HaShavuos or for Chag Chag HaShabbos. The Gilead Marsha also brings that it has to be Vishas Afiyah.
Why is it specifically? He's allowing it for a day, then why is it not for anything?
Just the second Gilead Marsha, he says, Shashina Tzuras HaPas, Mashvet Dafka Kishakol Tzurasa Mishona, Aval Ein Tekona Lasis Ba'achar Afiyah. To bake it first, and if you bake it, if you bake it, you're going to scratch out, etch out the word cholov into it. He says that it doesn't help to do it afterwards. So simin has to be b'shas afia, and the davar mu'ed has to be, of course, b'shas afia. The Ramah goes on. Gam ki tzurasa mishonah mishur pas. Koshkin Paladin Pashtita de Mutarim. Paladin is a cheese blintz, and Pashtita is a. Well, here it's something filled with meat. It's Chazon, something filled with meat. A knish filled with meat inside is the Pashtita. But the point is that even though it's made with dough, but since it's a snicker, that there's either a pas or a. That's either pasul gvina, then it's mutter, and that's our heter for cake. What about marble cake? Is marble cake, you're allowed to make milchika marble cake? All the marble cake is power. What? At the end of Gimel. The Pesach Tshuva at the end of Gimel, you mean the end of Gimel, right? He says, you see the end of Gimel, kasavai b'tshuvas merit,
says
types of food that are not the derech to eat with the other men is mutter. So I don't know, is that a heter to make a marble cake? See, the heter of the Ramah is to make other foods, cheese Danish, it's nicker that it's milachik. Or blintz, it's nicker that it's milachik. But what about marble cake, which is not nicker, it's milachik? Most marble cake is pariv. So it's not clear. Now the Pesach Tshuva says that if you put milk into a cake that is not the derech to eat with the other men in the same mouthful, that's also a heter. Bread is a derech to eat in the same mouthful, it's awesome. I don't think a marble cake, anybody eats it in the same mouthful as meat. So therefore, that would be a heter. You're going to tell me, but you're not letting it one after the other either. So on that he says, that was a chazal's gezeirah. Chazal were guys eating one and then the other. There were guys on eating them together. And even though you're not allowed to eat it one after the other, but there was no gezeirah. And therefore, you have a heter.
I need to find more. you're baking very little for 20 people.
Oh no, it says even for 20 people it's muad as long as it's for one meal. Like the mechaber, one day, like the Ramah. You can bake as much as you want.
To make for 20 people and then only two show up, so then it becomes awesome.
Yeah. That's a good question. Well, at that time, if you have a hacker, it'll be good.
But the whole thing's in one
slug. It's interesting because the whole. When you made it for heter. It didn't become treif. Now, if you make a heker on it, it'll be good. But to put it in the freezer for another five meals, it'll be awesome because you're not allowed to put away bread for. What? It's definitely.
It's
100%. You can make for a simcha. You can make for 500 people.
Why should that it becomes aser later? If oil gets onto bread, now it becomes flation. I don't say it's aser. Once it's mutter, it's mutter.
The leftover meal that was on the table doesn't become aser, that stays flation. I don't think it's the same thing. If you have 20 rolls, you can't put them away.
So it was made ahead.
In the chinami, but now I would think that now it's the last.
I'm talking about milk. What about the inflation and the fishing up?
We should talk that in a minute. Let's talk
about that.
The question is, if you have something that had a hecker, like a muffin, but now it's available pariv and it's available milchik, whether that takes away from the hecker. So I'm not sure. I would think that as long as it's something that people are nisayver to, that it might be milchik, it will be enough. But I'm not sure. I have a raya to you. But I wanted to find the rationale that they have. I know when we learned this in the Tumult a lot in Yeshiva, I think the main thing we talked about was the fact that it's made by Goyim. So you can't put a knas when it's made by Goyim. By the time it gets to Yidden, it has a hecker because it's in a bag. Now, whether you like that or you don't, I think my recollection is that that's what they rely on. I may be wrong. My recollection is that's. No, they'll use it for Jews.
No, but, they'll use it for Jews, but they,
right.
they are making
it for everybody.
They're making it for everybody.
Rap comes here, sir. Becomes iser, yeah, 100%. If you make milchik of bread, shalaykidin, it becomes treif, and you can't eat it even by itself. You know, sell it to Goyim, but you can't, can't eat it.
That's why you said the 80 becomes usher now?
If you make. You bake for 100 people, and 80 showed up, the 20 should become iser. I would think that if you put a hecker on those 20, that should be good enough. You bake for 100 people, 80 showed up. You have 20 left over. The 20 that are left over should become iser, because chazal v'chayshish that you're going to eat meat. But it may be that if you put a hecker on it now, it'll be good enough. Normally, you can't put a hecker after you bake it, because it's nasa nevela. Yeah, b'shas baking, it wasn't nasa nevela, it was a dove mu'id. So now, to put a hecker later, that should be an adequate
hecker.
Sorry,
what?
Before is it true even in most of the time it's made milchik? Would that be true? The parv is the chiddush. The milchik is what people expect. That's what I would think.
Is a big a hecker?
Normally a big is not a hecker. You need a hecker b'shas afia. However, in a case where you have leftovers, it would be mistaken that a big would be a hecker.
When you're not serving
it's okay. When you serve for one meal.
You're serving a meal, you're serving a meal.
This Yeshiva says a lesson over here.
Sorry. It's already a gzeira. It's even. No, well, we find Chazal acid, they acid. You make gzeri, you might eat it after meat or after milk, so Chazal didn't make such a gzeri.
So, according to this, milk is muffin. Milk is muffin,
so
it's not
a
muffin.
The only heter I can think of is if you hold that it's nicker. Now, the question is it nicker because there are many powerful ones? That's a good question. I don't know. No, I mean, I mean the Thomas style muffin, the bread, the Thomas muffin. I don't mean the cupcake muffins.
English, they call them the English muffin.
It's in Latin.
Flintzes are fine.
No, but he's
Flintzes are mutter.
He's throwing in with
Zaynab. Yeah, the regular muffins. I hear. The question is being asked that since most cupcakes are pariv, so maybe when some cupcakes are made milachik, they should create a problem. You may be right, but we have the heter at the end of Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. There's not the derech to eat it with meat. Mina misika, there's not the derech to eat it with meat, because I'll learn guys. It's not chashash. Yuzhul Gezeira doesn't apply only to bread, which is derech to eat with meat, and not to mina misika.
The Sechuva says that we don't add to this gazera because it's already too much of a chiddush. So why do we say that if it's made the heter, that it'll become an usher? They didn't say that gazera. All they said is that when it's made the issur, it's usher.
I think it's included in the issur. I think so. I think it's by the Shulchan. He says so. I don't remember from who. Yeah.
You're saying that from the veil, is that a metaphor? You mean it has all the lapis of the trade?
It's just an expression, I think.
Better with the inner meat.
What?
Bagel with the meat, usually.
Bread?
No, bagel.
Bagels?
I know cheese.
Yeah, some people do.
What's the heter of Goyim make it? It's still it's not a knas.
Goyim are...
It's not a knas.
That's true. This is not a knas. It's a chashash. But Kozman is by Goyim. There's no chashash that he is going to eat it. I'm telling you what I think they rely on. I'm not telling you I have a makar for it. Yes, good. The question is, how do I know this which I told you? How do I know that it's so?
Which point?
I can't. What you were asking, that if it was made beheter, how do I know that if a person is left with a lot of it, that the issur applies? I can only show you incidentally. I can't show you directly. But for example, the first taz. I really have to tell you something else before you look at the taz. There's a general shaila here, whether this gezeira is unique to bread, or whether it should apply to any food for which there is a similar chashash. The taz appears to hold that anything with such a chashash, it should apply. It talks about a meducha, that we should make gezeiras on a meducha, and the nachlasi on the bottom talks about wine. Wine, which is normal to have with meat, that you shouldn't be allowed to make it with milk-like ingredients. I think the Paiskim assume that it's only bread. Not like the Taz. The Taz, however, goes into other things as well. And he talks about a meducha, a pounder, which pamachas dochu bashumim marak mishal shuman, somehow became fleishik. And the question is whether you could use that meducha for other things, and he's chayshish. So it seems that the chashash is something of a practical chashash. That if in practice there's mokim for a chashash, then that we're chayshish. That's what it seems from. That's what it seems from here. And with certainty, I can't tell you, but
because if you have something that you have bread by meal that became fleishik, we still matter it.
No, what?
In fact, you have bread that's sitting by a meal and meat passed over it, and maybe it became
bread that's left over from a meal stays fleishik, and we don't answer the bread.
A practical issue.
Leftover foods, leftover bread when they were not answering. Doesn't say a difference how much, right? That's what you bring a raya. Right? Could be leftover. He's bringing a raya that it should be mutter. What?
It's not lush.
It's not either lush. This is made to heaven.
I hear. I don't think I have a raya mukrachas one way or the other, but
the
okay. He asks even b'shav. His shuv is a
mar. But the shayla b'shav, it sounds like it's that.
The pesachei tshuva you're talking about sifkat and bays. Pesachei Tshuva says that even b'shaygeg, if it fell in, it's also aser. Because it's not a knas, it's an iser.
But he has a shaila on that.
What's a shaila?
The shaila that the knas is.
But it's not a knas.
By shaygan also,
but it's not a knas. That's why.
One thing, I mean, this case seems to be even less than that.
Okay. All right. I'm not. Again, as I said, I don't have a proof on it. No, it's a shchiach. It's a shchiach. I'm saying there's no gezeira on other things, not like the Taz. Taz seems extended. But a person knows in his house, he has milchus, he has chleishiks. You're not going to start asking for no house. Let's get back to what it says here in the Ramah. The bottom line, vein lafle shum pas in paladin le pashtita betanor. You should not be baking bread in the oven at the same time as pizza or blintzes or knishes that have meat in them. The chayshino. Now here there's a machloikis how to teach the language, and there's quite a difference between the two shitas. Now don't jump and ask me questions. Give me a chance to say, because it could be confusing. But this is something that I turned to when we were learning Tzadik Hei. Listen carefully to the two ways to teach what it says here. The chayshinon, again, you're not allowed to bake in the same oven. You have to picture a matzah oven, an oven where the food goes on the oven. You're not allowed to bake it, bread together with milchiks of fleishiks. The chayshinon shema yozov min hashuman alapas. We're afraid some of the fats will come out of the blintz, whether it's milchiks of fleishiks, and come to the bread. V'imzav tachtav dinai ki'ilai ilu nilai shimai. And if the fats did run under it, it's as if it was nilai shimai, as if it was kneaded together. And the same rules will apply, that davar mu'id is mutter, more than do davar mu'id is asur. What's the question? The word tachtav, it says imzav tachtav, what does tachtav mean? It ran under it. There are two choices. Either zav tachtav means it ran under the bread. It means if some fats, the fleishiks or milchiks, ran under the bread, so the bread became milchiks or fleishiks, which seemed to be pshita. And then the chiddush is, even though it was shalai b'miskavin, that it also becomes aser. Or does zav tachtav mean, now listen to this, it ran under the blintz. You have a blintz. Blintz itself has a layer between the cheese and the oven. If the cheese ran onto the oven itself, that's all one big oven, so now it made the oven milachik. Now the blia will go through the oven into the bread, and that's why it's awesome. These are the two possibilities. I'll repeat again. Either cheshash is that the milachik flacious went into the bread physically, and that's what we're assering. Or the chash is that it went into the kli and from the oven, and then from the oven it ran into the bread. Now you'll ask me if you're afraid it went into the kli and from the kli into the bread, that's only a napar nat. That's a blia that went through daifnei akli. If the blia went through the walls of a kli, it's only a napar nat. We had an old rule. And the first rule when we started Naparnat, I told you, you never throw things out because of Naparnat. Naparnat are all achatchiladiki isurim. We never throw things out because of Naparnat. So what here is the problem? What's the problem? If the most it is a Naparnat, you can't tell me to throw things out because of Naparnat. The answer to that is that this is the makar of the chiddush of the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das' chiddush is as follows, and again, listen carefully, let me finish. Then we'll read it inside of the Pesach Tshuva, and then we'll deal with questions. But again, Chavos Das learns, Tachtav is lav dafka under the bread. Even though the Lashon HaRamah is Tachas HaPas, sounds like the Ramah himself meant under the bread. Shachetah say, even not under the bread. Aye, it's only a napar nat. The Chavos Das holds that a blia that goes through a keli in the same cooking, all in one shot when it's hot, is not a napar nat. For example, if I have a pot full of water that's cooking, and milachiks hits the keli from the outside, and there's no shishim, let's say, milachiks hits the keli. So that milachiks, you could say the water is a napar nat. The milchiks went into the walls of the kli, and from the kli it went into the water. It's a nap or not? So the chavis das, no. If bishas bishulay or bishas afiyasay, when it's all hot, the bliya went through a keli, it goes all in one shot, and that does not have the coolest of naparnat. This is the chumrah of the Chavis Das, and it's based, as you'll see in a minute, in part, it's based on this Zav Tachtov. Now, I'll ask you to hold your tongues for one more minute, and learn with me Pischei Tshuva Hei, who says basically what I told you. Let's see. Pischei Tshuva Hei, Zav Tachtov, Ayin Berhei Tizkot Gimel B'Shem HaShach V'Chein Kosev HaTaz. What did the Shach and Taz say? We'll take a quick look at Taz Beis. Zav tachtav, loy biyinon shiyanir ha'ashum ha'tachas ha'pas mamish. It doesn't have to be tachtav under the bread mamish, no. Ewa koshem is pashet chutz l'pashtita. As long as it goes out of the blintz, v'nimla b'tanur, chashinon shema ho'cha ha'bliya ad ha'pas. With chayshish the bliya went till the bread. Zav to pischei tshuva, back to pischei tshuva. Ayin b'ayet is cut in gimel b'shem ha'shav, v'yikos ha'vataz. V'hinei. B'shulchadara ketanim, Dalit Aleph. I don't know what that is. Tefus Amsterdam, maybe. Kosev b'shem Agon Mirabenu Oizer. Now, if you want to see, it's the Evan Oizer, which we have on the page. But he brings it inside. The Dafka Kamar Amah in Zav Tachtav Hainu Tachas HaPas. He says the Shachetaz are wrong. The Ramah means only the bread mamish. The Mloy can't have a nap or not. The Shoev in the Evan. He has the Kasha. How could you ask her? If it didn't go to the bread, if it went into the oven. And from the oven into the bread, then that's only a nap or not, and we don't throw anything out because of a nap or not. The chedek should be crazy, place the altars with shach. By the chavas dasha kosev doli koshemidi. Doli amin a nap or not, kishetam acher hu bulua kevar. We only say the rules of nap or not when a bliya is previously absorbed in a keli. Abel bishas bisho loy shayich zeh ayin sham. But that at the time that you're cooking, and at the time that you're cooking, everything is okay. So we've learned two pshatim in the Ramah. We have the Shach and Taz, Mustabi Paskin like, who have a chumrah, and the Chavis Das's explanation of their chumrah, that if a bliya goes into the oven and comes into the bread, that the bread is not an aparnat, it's a bliya mamish, and that it's aser. Okay, so this is the psak that we have over here. The Chavis Das is controversial. I don't see everyone passing like him, but this is the explanation of Shachatai. It's not Napadati Sura because it's milk or flesh, which is Heter. But see, that's post facto. Post facto, it'll be Yisr. But it's circular reasoning. The whole reason that we ask for the bread is because you're not allowed to eat it with meat. Here, where before Agzeira, if the bread was mixed with meat, we would say you could eat it in the edit. So the Chatchila, the Tav Kolosh.
Why is it only also the Basamis?
You follow? Did I answer you adequately? Yeah. Okay. What?
Why is it only also the Basamis? If the oven stays hot, you go, then why you might. Why should it be different? If I'm worried that
the Chavis Das says that for the bliya to be niklash, it takes time. And if it happens all in one shot, then the bliya is not kolosh. The bliya goes straight. Just like 24 hours it disappears, it's pogum, and a year it disappears. If it's immediate, then it's then it's
for chamer. Like one of those ovens for both milchiks and fleishiks. In general, then
I don't see the Dimian one. That's a separate question. What's after this? Here we're saying that because milk is the flesh, it's not about the isura. We're talking into bread, which is part.
But this is also so.
Yeah, if it'll be shishim, it'll be bottle b'shishim. If it'll be shishim, it'll be what? We're Quran on the oven. That's right. Why is there no problem of Zaya? We are talking here in a situation where there is no Zaya. So if Gimel talks about with a Zaya or Recha, we're talking here absent the issue of Zaya. There'll be Zaya. It'll be an issue. It'll be an issue of Zaya. The issue of Zaya is an interesting issue in Napranat. I think I mentioned to you once that I asked Rabbi Yashiv, if you have kugel and chicken baking or kugel of meat simultaneously in the oven with the zeya makes the kugel fleishig, if you have to wait 6 hours after eating the kugel, he said not, even though the kugel is really fleishig, it's not moshech tam. But on the other hand, it's more chamer than an apranat. It's certainly
but that's a kosher. But bread
and cakes,
we said,
sorry,
there's no
zeh.
What
was
he
tatoy
gavar in
this case? It's nothing to do with tatoy gavar. It's in the cleavage. There's no tatoy
gavar
in the
cleavage.
Sif beis. At the end of the Ramah, noigin lasu matfela b'fi atanur, v'filu b'machvas noigin laach b'lchatchila. There's one interesting shaila here. Could you... there's a question here whether we can rely on Te'ima. This is a place where the Paiskin, the Chachach Masadam, and the Prima Gadim both say, if you have milchika bread, or fleshika bread, or zav tachtav, you could taste it. If you taste it, even though normally we don't rely on Te'ima, and even by Te'imas Akum, we certainly don't rely on. Timas Yisrael, we said that the Eved we rely on. Here, even Lechatchila, the Chacham Sadim says you can rely on Te'ima to be able to taste. If you have the milk, you can taste, the flesh, you can taste, and the bread. If there's no taste, then it's going to be mutter. So, Sudachas, I guess, is mutter. And you keep Sudachas, the rest you're ready to throw out. You taste it. You see, if it's mutter. Ashkenazi, who's allowed to have. The Sradi could taste this Kedei Basach, as he could also taste. Tanu Shetochi Ba'alya. The clock is running. Tanu Shetochi Ba'alya, Enoch and Bypass. Ad She Yesikenu. Tanu Shetochi Ba'alya. A Tanar that was smeared.
The end of the
Ramah. Himself talked of Dina Kihu Nalashimai. V'nayagim losam hatefela b'fiatanor. The minig is to put tefela b'fiatanor. Now tefela is, I understand, something to seal the tanor. The heter here, I think, is to block the zov tachtav from running out, and that then it's mutter. V'afilu b'machvas nayagim lahachmel chatchila. And the minig is to be machmir. Even if it's in a separate kli, the chatchila not to do it simultaneously. Now that doesn't apply to Shabbos. You're putting in chicken and challah in the oven at the same time. It's not a problem because we said kedei Shabbos is mutter, and therefore it's ahead. Sifbeis tana shetochi ba'alya ain oifen bypass the tana that was smeared with fats. You don't bake bread. Achi sikenu b'bifnim. Achi islabein. You have to do libun. Now here we're talking about libel chomer. We have to chaz hilchis kashering for a minute. We all know that what's libel chomer? Achiyem nitzaitis nitzin. Libel, let me finish. Libel chomer is until sparks glow. Libel kal is when you heat something, sheyakash nisrael nisrafalam bebechutz. That's called libel kal. Libel kal is about 400 degrees. Libel chomer is about 750 degrees. The kli cheres, an oven, which is a kli cheres, or a buchya, which is going to mention, which is a kli cheres, you can't do hagala, you can't do libun kal on, you can only do libun chamor. Now we don't do libun on china because we don't allow libun because we're afraid the person won't do a proper libun, he's afraid the kelim will crack. Kelim which are made to be used with high heat, you're allowed to do libun chomer on kli cheres, and that's why self cleaning helps even on an oven which has a din of a kli cheres. What it says here in the Shulchan Aruch is that even though we have a rule by hetera bala, all you need is libun kal. Normally, if something became milchik or fleishik, or even if it's not something that hagala works on, but libun kal is good enough for fleishik or milchik, but not by kli cheres. Tanur, shetochi ba'alya, the tanur that became fleishik, ain oifen by pass, you're not allowed to bake bread in it, l'chatchila. Now here it's certainly a napar not, but l'chatchila you're not allowed to bake bread, achi yisikenu b'bifnim, achi yislabeng. You have to heat it up from the inside until libun. Vafilu imu shabuchya pirish kli cheresh avesikatachta. Vayfen alav ugeis elay atera al yidei hesek mebuchutz. It doesn't help hesek mebuchutz. Let me explain hesek mefnim hesek mebuchutz. As far as I know, it's only mentioned once in Yaradeya here, and Hilchas Hakolos Kelim Tuftan Al Sidei, and that's the following rule: when you want to kasher something through libun, the fire has to be in it, not outside of it. In other words, if you want to heat a buchya, this is a keli klicheres, you have to heat it by having the heat in it. It's not good enough to put it near heat on the outside. The heat has to be on the inside, provided that it's originally used that way. The Dor HaShomayim, which is originally used with the heat inside, then again you need the heat on the inside in order. Hesekai mibechutz does not work. This come out not negaya to us. I will mention to you, there was the ha'ara that one of the paiskim in Lakewood had. I don't know what he holds the halacha. I was talking to him once at a simcha, and he had a ha'ara on the way we self clean our ovens. His taina was that if you have a rule that it has to be a seki bibifnim and not a seki bibichutz, in our ovens, the oven chamber doesn't have the fire. The fire is below the floor of the oven chamber. So the taina is that that's a seki bibichutz. It's not in the oven. It's outside the oven. He was saying you should take out the floor and you have to leave the floor in the kasher. I guess you turn it sideways. So it should be a seki bibifnim. My oven doesn't have two fires, it only has one underneath.
But how do you broil?
No. Not every self-cleaner has two fires. Some of them do have a fire on the inside. The Besser mentioned oven with a fire on both. When we want to broil, we have to put it underneath. It has a separate drawer underneath, and that's where we broil. But anyway, whatever it is, that was the ha'ara. However, it's mistaber that the requirement of a sekei mibifnim is a requirement when it's cooked that way originally. So if it's originally cooked with a sekei mibifnim, now you need a sekei mibifnim. If the normal way of cooking is always this way, so this is always the way of cooking. Now what you're saying is also true. Maybe this is all one unit, it's just like a shelf. But besides that, it's mistaber that now the problem is that the rules of a sekei mibifnim b'chutz don't have, you see here, there aren't many mafarshim that talk about it. The same thing, Mishnebura and Tufnan Alf doesn't say anything on it. And there isn't much on it, but it's a phrase that you should be familiar with.
So what's going on? What's the problem? Here you smeared it with
the oven is fleishig. You have a fleishig oven. You smeared it with aliyah, or in your house, you cooked in it and it ran over. You have a fleishig oven in your house. It says here that in your fleishig oven, you're not permitted to bake bread lechatchila, because there'll be a naparnat, it'll be also unless you make an amount, a small amount, that's kedei suda achas, or if it's archei Shabbos, or by us, we put it in a pan, that's mafsik. But otherwise, you're not allowed to. If somebody wants to take fleishiga pans, or somebody wants to bake in an oven directly on the oven racks, and let's say a lady says, I'm going to bake bread in one shot for three Shabbosim. I'll put it away, it'll be enough for three Shabbosim. So there, if she's going to put it directly on the rack, lechatchila, she should not be doing that. She's making fleishig of bread, lechatchila. That's only a naparnat. We don't throw things out for naparnat. But lechatchila, you don't make a naparnat. You treat it as real fleishig. And you wouldn't be allowed to make real fleishigs for three Shabbosim in one shot. You can only make one Shabbos at a time. Therefore, if a lady does want to bake challah for three or even two Shabbosim in one shot, she should put them in pans. She shouldn't put it on something which is going to have to come onto the heter of a naparnat. That's what it says here in the Mechaber. That's b'di'evet. Here is l'chatchil. The Mechaber in Siv Beis is asking l'chatchila to make a naparnat. Here is not b'shas bishul. And nevertheless, it's also because we don't make a naparnat l'chatchila.
Women don't make that.
Some women don't. Some women want it to be crispy, and they put it. They bake it at the end, and they put it on.
They take it out at the end. They take it at the end. Yep. I'm not thinking. My wife takes it out at the end, bakes it a little bit like that.
If she's making for many Shabbos, it's a one shot. For one Shabbos, it's no problem.
Yeah.
She makes it put in the freezer. She should have a hefsek. Or if it's edible, yeah, it might also be a hefsek. It's not always. It's for Shabbos. Yeah. What? I'm just talking about those women who put it not in a pan, put it on the oven. I know that many of you. I'm saying when it runs on, that's what I mentioned. Sometimes you cook and it runs onto the, or the Zeya fills it up and it has a real blia. Then putting it on, if it's a ben yaima, that's what this machaber is talking about. What? If you have your wrap, you just need underneath aluminum, that's good enough. No, it's not. I tested them. Never hits 1,000. We tested about a dozen ovens. Nothing hits 1,000. They're anywhere from 750 to 9. They're usually in the 800 range. 800 range. There was one brand that was in the 550 range. It was a no name brand of some sort. It may have been a broken oven that particularly. You know, we just tested a few. But yeah. Okay, Sif Gimel. I'm sorry, we're going to run out of time. For those who came late. We're celebrating finishing Basa B'chol of the Taruvis. We have something of a siyum here. We should say Hadron. I think everyone's afraid to say Hadron, but we should say Hadron Allah. I hope everyone, even if you didn't eat here, will bench. Do we have? I don't know if we have minyan. We have minyan. How many people washed? That shvach is showing for yidden eating. Eight, but we have eight and two mezainis. So we'll bench for minyan momentarily. Let's just learn Sifkim. What? Reuben the Minyan. No, you know, Rav Moshe has an interesting thing. Why don't you Kiddush Rav Moshe? It's like, yeah, here. It says in Halacha that a Rav, or Ruba de Minker, is good enough. It means, let's say we have eight people didn't hear Kriyas HaTaira, so we take two more people and we collect Kriyas HaTaira. We have eight people who didn't daven yet, we take two people who daven, we make Chazaras HaShatz. So after Rav Moshe, that's only good, let's say you have eight people, if you have in the room up to 15 people. So 8 is Rive. But let's say here in the room, we have 30-something people here. I was going to say 30-odd people, but I don't want to offend anybody. So we have, let's say, 35 people, and 8 people washed. Rav Moshe holds it's not Ruba de Minker. Because of the 35, it's only 8. 8 is a miyut. So that's a problem. But, it's a chumrah, I don't know, it's Rav Moshe's chumrah. It happened once to me. You need seven by benching. You need Ruba de Minker, you need 2/3. 7. So yeah. Simin, you need 6. Siv Gimel, Pasha Faya Matsli, Vidogim Shatzalam Batana. Pas that was baked together with sli, or dogim that were roasted in an oven together with meat, also la islam bechalav. If it was together with meat at the same time, you're not allowed to eat it with chalav. This means al tzrecha milsa. We have a machlaikis in Kuf Ches. Recha milsahu, recha la milsahu. That means even if there's no zaya, it's bread which is not mazia. But what about recha, the smell of the baking food? We pass in recha milsahu lechatchila and not b'diyevet. In Hilchis Taruvis, we said lechatchila recha milsahu, but once you make something, you know, you don't throw it out, we pass in recha la milsahu. Here it says the opposite. Here it says, Pasha fo matzli, v'tagim shetali b'tanur im basar, something parif cooked with something fleishik. Also, loichlam b'chalav. You now eat it with milk, and that's because recha milsa, and this is called lechatchila. Even though it's already b'diavad, it was cooked already, but lechatchila you can eat it milchik. Why eat it fleishik? Vani mili b'tanur kot. What about our ovens? Avot tanur gadol hamazik shnayim elser esrayim. Now we're going to try to figure out if our ovens are a tanur gadol. 12 esrayim upit pasuach mutter. How much are our ovens have 12 esrayim? 1 isarayim is how much? Is shir challah. The shir challah is, let's say, 3 pounds. So 12 esrayim is 36 pounds. Do our ovens hold 36 pounds? Let's say, of bread? Do you fit in 36 pounds of bread in our ovens? No. I guess if you squeeze it in, you could squeeze in 36 pounds of bread and fill in all the holes, you could do it. The question is, what does it mean? So if you look here in the Pischei Tshuva, he says, he brings a machloikis, and this is a machloikis, so our ovens are a tanner god, well, a tanner god. So the Pischei Tshuva, Zayin, Hamazik Yud Beis Esrayin, Haim Tshuvas Yad Aliyah, Shekhazab, Ein Sar Shei Karko Asi Shal Tanner Mazik Kol Kach. doesn't mean you could fit it on the floor of the oven or on the shelves of the oven, in which case our ovens would be a ton of cotton. It means the area, the whole area, could fill up that, it could fit that amount. But I'm a prima godim. He says that the floor of the oven, when we say here 12 asrayin, it means you can bake it. You can fit it in. And that, our home ovens would not have a tanur gadol. So, if all right, so we have Yehoshua Mendy, he agrees with the prima godim. The lemaisa of it is, the lemaisa of our thing is that our ovens are a tanur cotton. And therefore, we have here a big chumrah that if you cook something pariv, if you cook something pariv together with flesh, which is not covered, and let's say it's a case where there's no chashash of zeya, which in our case is really we are chashash for zeya on the, but let's say it would be a case there's no chashash of zeya, even though pipasuach, since it's a tan of cotton, even has a vent which is pipasuach, a tan of cotton, it would lechatchila, a person would not eat the thing that's baked with it together with the opposite min. What? If the meat is covered, same thing, pashtita, I guess, means a blintz where the opening is closed so that the meat or the cheese is totally covered. Mutter afilu b'tanitzar, that's always mutter because then there's no recha since it's going through what was held inside. Okay, what? That is lechatchila. If it's covered, you're allowed to do it lechatchila. The whole chumrah of Recha Milsa is all a chumrah. Okay. Now you may ask, why does it say fish that was roasted with meat? We know fish and meat is aser, so the Shach says, it's because Yimu Layayri Kanel Medin Isser. Sakanta Layayri, we're not talking about Yoni Sakana. See, he seems to say that there is a Sakanta right. If you want. The story regarding the minion. Yeah, I'll tell you, it once happened that I was davening in a bungalow colony with a number of others, and the Sefer Torah was posted in the 6th Aliyah. And that bungalow colony, there was a rav in the bungalow colony, and he looked at Sefer Torah, said it's posted, and he told the 6th Aliyah to finish till the end and to land off Torah without a bracha. That's what he did. He made a mistake, he should have called up a 7th Aliyah without a bracha. You have to have 7 Aliyahs. And he should have called up a 7th person. The 6th person should have gone till Shvi. He should have stepped aside. The 7th person should have been called up without a bracha lane. Then the 6th person should have made. So he made a mistake. We went back to our bungalow colony. And it was a nice island. Rav Bruce was there, Olav HaShalom, and one of Rav Yaakov's children was there. It was a chashav island. And we talked, we had 8. We talked about what to do. We said, if the mincha, we'll have another aliyah. By mincha, they had their normal mincha in our bungalow colony. And afterwards, we took out a Sefer Torah to Lane. First of all, who's going to get this aliyah and make brachas? It sounded very strange. So they figured they'll give it to Rav Bruce, because he was the one that said, we have to do it. They gave it to me. He made the bracha with the biggest lavas. But when they were about to Lane, I told Rav Bruce about Ramosha's Tshuva. He said, you know what it is in the Bungalow Colony, you have to mincha? Everyone's standing around and talking. So he said, the Tshuva doesn't make sense. We have 8. 8 is right of a minion. So I don't remember if I showed it to him inside or he trusted me. He said, no, if Ramesha said, Ramesha said. So I think we went off into a corner on the side and we made like our own, bungalow car. It was a casino type thing, so it was like a corner area. And we made our own. But the mice said that was Ramesha's psak, that's awesome. I did want to point out one more thing regarding having separate ovens for milchik and fleishik, which it's interesting, we all grew up with one sink and one oven, and everything one. There is a Yad Ephraim here, which if this would have been earlier, I would have learned with you inside, who brings the Shilas Yavitz. The Shilas Yavitz doesn't say to have two ovens, milk and conflation. He says, the Yad Ephraim is in the beginning of Tzadik Zion. He says, because of the Shilas Yavitz, he says, who are you, may never be basai, lachim, betana shocheres, macholei cholov, achash and ishtamish, echame macholei basar. He said he was chayshish. He didn't want to have separate the same oven for fleishiks and melachiks, and And he was makbid to kashrut in between. Not to use
the
same.
In
the chamer, I guess.
Right?
The cheres, he did leave a chamer always. Cheres, he loves the flesh. Yeah. Leave a chamer, that's why self cleaning is leave a chamer. So this is the psak, it's the vice of the Yaivitz. He was makbid for his wife. Whether everyone has to be makbid, I'm not sure. Anyway. Yeah, it's Sashrachik. You read the Lashon, you see it's Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Yeah, okay. And he didn't say it's Osir.
And it's
okay.
Does it make a difference how apart the two things are? Or is just, I mean, it's
Taragodal, it's
right next to each other.
If it's a.
Let's see how it is.
I hear. I mean, maybe the Reich will come more. It's more likely the Reich will come. It's going to run. You can't ever do it. You know, when my wife asks me to take out the chicken, I always spill the. You know, I always do it quickly, and about half the time I spill the gravy and we get smoke all over. I told my wife, I told you not to ask me to help in the kitchen. What do you want? You know,
she hasn't learned yet.
Well, you know, the sheitel doesn't like the heat of the oven. Alright, anyway, our game plan, Mitzvah Hashem, will come back after Labor Day. What I'd like to do, I appreciate everyone sticking with Basa B'chol and Taruvis, which were quite complicated, and maybe someday we'll actually make a siyum of the whole Yeridaya, because we learned to command a majority, probably a majority of Yeridaya over the 15 years. What I'd like to do next year, for the most of the year, is to learn Hilchas Malicha, if you'll be so brave, which is not as long as Basa B'chol and Taruvis, but before Sukkot we have probably about 4 weeks. I'll take one of the small simanim that people don't typically learn, and maybe Hilchus Behema B'chaya Taira, one of the small simanim we didn't learn. We'll do that Mitzvah Hashem the Sunday after Labor Day, whatever, we have 3 or 4 weeks, and then Mitzvah Hashem after Simchas Taira we'll learn Hilchus Malicha. I thank you all for joining me. I hope